woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning
it's
show.
Another sauna-like day. Heat warning is still in effect. It's not even showing orange on the map on CB24.
It's just red.
It's just red.
Angry, angry red.
It's just red. It's going to go up to about 40 degrees today, even higher than that with humidity. So stay cool. Take care of each other. If you see anybody in distress, 311. But it's Tuesday, and in less than an hour, we have a brand new keyword for you to win $1,000 summer side hustle. First, though, let's go around the room, shall we? TJ, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Jax. I'll tell you what's on my mind. A speed train. It looks like one just got proposed and sounds like it's probably happening. That's going to run from Toronto to Quebec City. Going to be making stops in Montreal and Ottawa. I've ridden on the speed train before. I don't want to brag. I was in England. I was abroad a couple years ago, and I rode in the speed train, and it was neat because it's like riding in a train, except
faster.
You're going much faster.
You know what? I'm glad that you gave us that firsthand experience.
Breakdown.
It's a fast train.
Fast train.
Michaela, what's up?
I just want to recognize every driver on the DVP today who waved when they cut me off or like came in front of me, you know? You know when they do that, when they sneak in last minute?
Yeah.
They all wave, so it made me feel happy even though I was mad at them.
That's my number one pet peeve, is people who don't wave. I don't care if your windows are tinted, I'll know.
Yeah. I know. Do you ever get it when they wave back at you? Like you wave at them and they wave back and you're just like, we're friends.
If they wave, I give the peace sign.
Oh, you're cool.
Because it says we're all buddies.
With an angry face on southbound DVP. I actually just read near Lawrence. There's a collision. So, like, I'm just watching the cameras right now. It's so backed up there. It's a mess. So, Michaela, good. I'm glad that you're bringing your road rage to the show here. Thank you, producer Michaela. We are actually going to be having this again in Toronto, and it almost seems too good to be true. It's actual people in an actual place, and it could be happening this month. I'm giving you all these vague hints, but I'm going to give you the actual details. Coming up in about 4 minutes. Good morning. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Batter up. What a pitch that was.
This is a rough start.
Whoa, go team. That's what I will be saying when the Blue Jays are back on the mound. Did that sound good?
It didn't sound awful.
Okay. And I say this because I need to use and get my sports terms ready because the Blue Jays could be coming back this year.
They could be.
Could be. Okay,
so the team submitted a proposal to the federal government to see them return home. They started the year playing in Florida.
Yes.
And now they've been playing in Buffalo for the last little bit. Yesterday, we talked about how TFC are hopeful that they'll be playing at BMO by the end of the month. Looks like the Jays are looking for the same thing, saying the club has received municipal and provincial support on the return to Toronto this summer and has submitted an application to the federal government for approval. They could be playing in Toronto as early as July 30th.
That's wild. Like later this month, like three Fridays from now.
Exactly.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And what is the stadium going to look like? Are we going to have, like, we're obviously not going to have full capacity. There's going to be some social distancing measures. What's going to happen, TJ? Grab your sports crystal ball for me.
Well, if it's anything like hockey, because honestly, when you watch a lot of baseball games in the States, there's not a lot of safety measures in place. People are just there. They've moved on, and they're just watching baseball now.
Okay.
I'm sure you'll have people spread out. I know when they first started doing stuff, they put people in different sections.
Right,
whatever capacity limit they go to at the stadium will be interesting. I believe we'll be in stage 3 as of the 21st of July.
Oh, I sound so skeptical when we say any sort of date, sort of like that.
Yeah, well, time is just linear.
Yeah.
Or it's not linear, so who knows.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't know,
is
what I'm saying. But I believe if we're in stage 3, it sounds like it's going to happen. Yeah. And it's already been approved at two different levels, so we'll see what the
final. And they're just looking to like kind of wrap it up, tie
Absolutely.
It up.
Okay. So that'll be fun. It's good news.
Well, listen, when I'm in the stands, I'll be waiting for a bat flip.
You should start the wave, Jax. Everybody loves the wave.
Oh, I love sports.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's finally happening. You're going to get to leave this place, your house, your neighborhood, your community. People are going to be able to travel soon if you haven't traveled already. I mean, we just heard that Porter Airlines is going to be resuming their flights. They're kind of the last holdout there. This fall, I mean, border restrictions just loosened up yesterday.
Yeah, they mentioned yesterday. I believe it's that if you have your double vaccination, it's been over 14 days and you're coming back to Canada as a Canadian citizen or permanent resident, you won't have to do the like 14-day quarantine.
Exactly.
You still have to submit like, here's my backup plan, but you're basically physically good.
You're set to go. And I mean, places all over the world, even London just announced yesterday, like they're going free. Like London, UK, going free, like no rules as of like, I think the end of the month. Like it's wild. Yeah, so it's happening. Now, if you're in the mood to travel, if you're in the mood to escape and get somewhere, and you want a book, but also maybe you've just done a lot of online shopping this entire pandemic, you don't have a lot of money, I guess there are days that you should be booking because those days will be cheaper.
It's that and certain days that you should fly out. So Christian Grassi is a travel expert who regularly shares their travel hacks as well as money-saving tips on TikTok. And they said that the cheapest day of the week to fly is always Tuesday, with Wednesday not far behind. And the most expensive day is Sundays. So if for whatever reason, you can book your vacations so that you can, you know, you work the Monday, but then you have Tuesday through the rest of the week off, assuming you work a regular Monday to Friday, you're actually doing pretty good because then you can get way cheaper flights. I'd also recommend looking right now because I just booked a flight like last week to Vancouver for the end of July. And round trip, it's dirt cheap right
now. It's nothing
right now. It's unbelievable.
A lot of airlines are also doing, because obviously, you know, with these unprecedented times, people are still a little bit apprehensive to book. So what they're doing, a few of the major airlines is you can book, but you also don't even have to pay for it to be refundable. It's fully refundable until, I do believe, the end of the year. So like you are safe.
Some are doing that, but others are doing the, it's not a refund. It's more of how would they get, like a transfer credit.
The credits. I had a couple flights at the beginning of the pandemic, and I'm still trying to get my money back. I'm still trying to get my money back because they're like, you know what? We're ready to process your claim.
Which airline is it? Name
them. No, we're not doing. We're not doing that.
Say what it rhymes with.
Now travel safe and don't out the airlines. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's truly no one that ages better than Jennifer Lopez. I'm gonna say it. She ages like fine wine. She's beautiful. She just keeps getting hotter, more successful.
She does,
richer, more outspoken, more charitable. She's just amazing. And she just put out new music. And she's kind of been off the music train for a while. Definitely the English music train for quite a while. She put out a new song. It's called Cambia El Paso. And it is, like, it's hot.
You like it?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's dance.
It goes like this. Un, dos, tres, avanza. Left, right.
Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Right?
That's good.
It's like a waiting for tonight kind of beat. So that's a new song. It just dropped a couple days ago. And she's saying that it's about change and becoming a new woman and about moving on.
And about Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it essentially means how she left A-Rod and how... And she did say in an interview that it has a hint of an undeserving man in it, apparently.
Whoa.
So I don't know. We're getting the tea about that. But yeah, she's moved on and she's been spotted like out and about everywhere. Like she's not hiding it with Ben Affleck.
No,
right now.
It seems like every picture that comes out with her and Ben, like they're a little bit closer and a little bit closer and a little bit closer.
How do you feel if you're Mark Anthony?
I don't know.
Ooh, that makes me upset. But how do you feel if you're Ben Affleck right now?
It's probably pretty good if you're dating J-Lo. I feel like you're feeling pretty good all the time.
And I feel like the odds were kind of stacked against him. A lot of couples don't really get back together. But they got back together. You like him?
I like them. I'm a big Ben Affleck fan.
Are you?
Yeah, because every picture he looks like such a mess sometimes. And I feel like of all the people that the paparazzi do dirty, they do Ben pretty dirty. Because it's always him like longingly grabbing at his Dunkin' Donuts order.
Like smoking in an alleyway.
Yeah. Or my favorite picture that exists on the internet is him on a beach. He has that really bad Phoenix tattoo on his back. And he's wearing a towel, but it's tied a little bit too high. Yeah. Like, it's like nipple heights. And you're like, what are you doing, Ben? And he's just longingly looking over the sea. It's the greatest picture on the internet.
If you haven't seen that photo, please Google it. And also, I just need to say, all of the struggles that he's been through, they've been worth it.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A super speedy train is going to run from Toronto to Quebec City. Canada's transportation minister says he will be announcing the creation of a high-frequency rail, which would link Quebec City to Montreal, Ottawa, and Toronto. Trains would be moving at 200 kilometers an hour, and they say it would drop the time by about 25%.
That sounds so fast.
It's pretty, it's not, they don't call it a slow train, Jax. They call it a speed train.
Okay, now, I don't want to be skeptical because I'm the eternal optimist, but haven't they been saying that they're going to build, like, a speedy train for years?
Yeah, but it's happening now. Now they're saying it's happening.
All right.
They said it would improve on-time performance by over 95%, which is pretty, pretty awesome. Seth Rogen went on Twitter yesterday and shared this really amazing story about getting pranked by Paul Rudd at a spa, saying,
what?
Just out of nowhere, he just said, once I was at a spa at a hotel in Vegas getting a massage, when I finished and turned around and turned over, to my shock, Paul Rudd was massaging me. He saw me go in and convinced the masseuse to let him take over, thinking I'd know this immediately. I didn't, and Paul did the entire rest of it.
I have a thing for Paul Rudd. I think he's sexy.
You talked about how J-Lo ages really well and gets hotter with age. Paul Rudd is getting hotter with age. So is Steve Carell. He's got, like, I don't know if you've seen a picture of
Producer
Steve Carell.
Producer Michaela, did you just say,
She did.
I have to agree with both of those.
Yeah?
Michaela,
Paul Rudd?
You so loud that your microphone wasn't even on, and it still got picked up.
I have to agree, obviously.
All right, hot older men on Virgin Radio.
Also, speaking of shout-outs, how about Jeff Bezos?
Oh, good.
Not only is he the most popular song on TikTok right now, thanks to Bo Burnham, but he's officially no longer the CEO of Amazon. The tech billionaire wanted to make yesterday his last day as the chief for a special reason. That's the same day he launched Amazon as an online bookstore in 1994. He will now retire with a wealth valued at around $197 billion.
And you told me a horrifying fact this morning. What was that?
I read this tweet, so I don't know if it's 100% confirmed. But
let's lie about it. Whatever. Let's go.
Yeah, who cares? Yeah. Jeff Bezos, if he wanted to, could buy every NHL, MLB, and I believe NBA team, and still have a couple billion left over. So this is where we're at.
I think he needs to donate some more money.
Is it concerning that one human being has that much money?
Yes.
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Not really. Okay. By the way, his net worth is double, roughly, what the British royal family is worth.
So. Oh, dear God.
So there you go. Okay. That's what's trending of TJ.
All right, and on that note, you can win $1,000 here on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Not quite as much as Jeff Bezos, but a lot more than he had 5 minutes ago. True. 8 o'clock coming up with the Summer Side Hustle. You get your keyword, and you can be winning that cash. 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever unfollowed somebody and then got caught for it? Even the thought of that gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it's spicy for sure.
So Robert Downey Jr. unfollowed all of his Marvel co-stars, and people are so interested in what's going on there. And a lot of people saying it's because of bad blood.
So I saw this on Twitter yesterday, and I actually did a little bit of a deep dive. Because,
did you?
Yeah, well, I got nothing else going on. And people were really upset that Robert Downey Jr., and not in like an angry, visceral way, but like they were kind of bummed and sad because you would like to think that Iron Man is, of course, friends with Tom Holland, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he still follows everybody on Twitter, but on Instagram, he unfollowed everybody, and he only follows organizations now.
Okay.
And they think
it's
because his Instagram is turning into some sort of basically just a charity account.
Yeah.
But it's still interesting, and that must suck if you're Chris Evans and you're one of the hottest people on earth, and you look down at your phone, and you're like, why isn't Rob following me anymore?
I don't think he takes it personally. I really don't.
Oh, I would.
And especially when you see that, he's unfollowed, like Robert Downey Jr. has unfollowed everybody.
No. I think in Hollywood there's a lot of ego.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, built around that is also a lot of self-esteem issues probably inherently. And I'm sure at least one of them were like, why did he unfollow me? Because I know I would be like that.
Yeah, but we also, it's not Robert Downey Jr. that's unfollowing us. Now, I used moving to Toronto 7 years ago as a clean slate for my Instagram. And I was like, because I was following a lot of people because I felt I had to follow them.
Yeah. That's the worst. It's the obligation
follow. Yeah. And I was like following friends, exes. Like it was, it was just odd and it didn't really make sense. So when I moved to Toronto, I unfollowed a ton of people and just people that I hadn't really been in contact with since
tertiary
college.
Characters
exactly,
in your life.
Exactly. Yeah. And I got called out by my friend. I hadn't unfollowed them. I unfollowed their girlfriend because, I didn't even know them.
Yeah.
I didn't even know this girl, at all. Like, I'd met her once at a party, and she, didn't even live in the same city. But my friend was like, hey, can you follow her back? She's really upset about it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. And, of course, I did because I'm a people pleaser.
Yeah. Do you still follow them to this day?
I think so, yeah.
What are they up to, you think?
They're probably still hating me.
Yeah.
But it's so awkward when you get called out on that.
So here's the move. Because I actually have a way that we could solve all of these issues forever. And it's something I've been doing for a couple, I want to say a couple years. You don't never, ever, ever unfollow somebody. Just mute them.
Oh, true.
Never give them the satisfaction of the unfollow or the block, because then they have a reason to be upset. If you mute them, you never see them.
Yeah, true.
You still follow them, technically.
And then they have the power.
They never pop up. It's like they don't exist.
So I love that your advice for, like, just, like, chilling.
Just ignore the problem.
Continuing to manipulate the situation.
Yeah.
I like that. 999-999. Have you ever unfollowed somebody and then been called right out on it? It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You unfollowed somebody on the internet and you got called out for it. So Robert Downey Jr. is making Marvel fans worldwide very, very upset because he unfollowed all of his Marvel buddies. And people are wondering, and rightfully so, like, what happened?
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Which, it sounds like it was just some charity aspect, but it's a lot more fun to pretend like Iron Man is feuding with Captain America.
Yeah, it sounds like it's getting a little bit murky. So 416-872-9999 or 999-999, the time that you unfollowed somebody and it didn't go very smoothly at all.
Jay in the 613, I unfollowed my old boss on Facebook and she called me out on it the next morning at work. I could not escape her toxicity.
That creates an odd environment, doesn't it?
Yeah, certainly does. Steph says, a guy I was dating, was the person she unfollowed, while we were breaking up, so I unfollowed him on everything, and instead of him being concerned about fixing the problems in the relationship, he immediately went to, I got all these notifications on my phone, you unfollowed me and deleted me on everything.
That's like, just let it be. Just let it be.
Another one from the 647, I removed friends on the Pokemon Go game, and I got called out in a huge public chat for the game. Then others checked, and I had removed them.
What?
There was 6 people blasting me. Very awkward.
The summer of 2016 was a hard time.
It was a
time.
Wild time.
With Pokemon Go. The city was full.
People are getting hurt.
Yeah.
Another one from the 905. Unfollowed and blocked my own twin sister.
Oh, damn.
Someone called me out on Facebook talking about how family is forever. You know what's weird is your twin sister probably knows about it, too. Because,
yeah, before
you
even do it.
Yeah.
She knows you're even thinking about it.
The same brain. Last one from the 416. My brother-in-law made some inappropriate comments online, so I unfriended him.
Yeah.
At our next family dinner, my sister-in-law called me out on it. She was so nasty about it. I didn't feel comfortable telling her why. That would have opened a whole other can of worms. So I just told her I was a grown woman and believe it was my right to choose whom I communicate with, etc. She unfriended me shortly after. Which truth be told, suits me just fine.
You know what? No, make the dinner messy. And tell her exactly why you unfollowed him.
As much as I hate a scene, I do love.
Oh, you love a mess.
I love somebody who brings chaotic energy to something sometimes, and you can almost count on them to do stuff like this at a dinner. Oh, it's just a chef kiss. It's perfect.
Keep them coming now. 416-872-9999 or 999-999. The time that you called unfollowed somebody and then got called out on it. And the messier the better. Is that safe to say, TJ?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
Robert Downey Jr. unfollowed everybody in the Marvel Universe, and people are very, very interested as to why. So we're asking 416-872-9999 or 999-999. You ever unfollow somebody and then get called out for it?
I had a few more that it just had to be read. From the 905, my best friend wanted proof that I unadded my ex-girlfriend on Snapchat. So I screen recorded me doing it, and she got a notification and texted me the next day, asked me, why are you screen recording our chat?
Oh, that makes me, like, that
makes
me
feel physically
sick.
Ill?
Yeah. That makes me have so much anxiety.
I don't know why we would ever go on Snapchat again, because of all the apps, it's the one that makes it obvious that people are saving things and screen recording you.
There's a few reasons to stay on Snapchat.
Yeah, I guess there was. From the 437, my 21-year-old stepson told me that the ratio of followers to who you follow is a thing that makes you cool. So naturally, I had to unfollow like 300 people to close the gap. At least 15 people called me out. You know what's interesting
is... Is that a real thing?
Yeah. And you know, what else is interesting is you have to... Some people have to have an app to let them know that people have unfollowed them, which inherently is also kind of lame.
Yeah. Well, it people with anxiety have it so they won't feel more anxious and then they feel more anxious.
Yeah. It does more harm to them.
Vicious cycle.
Last one from the 905. I unfollow people on their birthdays because Facebook likes to remind me that I don't talk to this person anymore. I unfollowed 3 people today.
That's actually really, really smart.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or you can just keep them on and then lurk what they've been doing, you know, the person that you haven't talked to in 20
Way
years.
Way better plan.
Way easier.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The Toronto Blue Jays could return and play in Toronto as early as this month. Now, yesterday, We talked about TFC and how they were asking for the same thing to be able to play at BMO Field by the end of the month, and it sounds like the Jays are doing the same. They, of course, started the year in Florida and been playing in Buffalo for most of it. So the team submitted an application to the federal government to see if they can return, but they've already got approval from, received support, I shouldn't say approval, from municipal and provincial levels on the return to Toronto. And it sounds like the provincial one would be the most tricky. So if the federal government approves it, it sounds like they could be back in the Rogers Centre as early as July 30th, presumably.
I can't wait to see all the bat flips and grounders. I love b-ball.
Listen, I know you don't like sports, and I know you don't care for sports, but this is a big deal.
No, I know that this is huge. It's also a great chance for me to eat the popcorn in the stands, which is my favorite part.
I like sitting in the $5 section where everything is $5, like the beers and the hot dogs and everything. It's just a little bit smaller, but it's still fun.
Loves a deal.
The Gardner shutdown is happening this weekend. It was supposed to happen this past weekend, but because of weather and all that fun stuff, yeah, they moved it. So starting Friday, July 9th at 11 p.m. to Monday, July 12th at 5 a.m., the Gardner's going to be completely shut down to do their regularly scheduled maintenance on it. Every year it's a nightmare, but it's just one weekend. We can handle it. It's going to be, everything's going to be okay.
But then all weekend, I can't believe this is happening. And it happens every year.
Yeah. But what are we going to do? And Zendaya and Tom Holland are, like, legit dating, and everyone's really excited about it. Now, there has been rumors that they've been dating forever since the first Spider-Man movie came out in 2017, but they were legitimately photographed making out in a car. Last time I checked, you don't just make out with your friends. So people are speculating, okay, they're officially an item, and this is good news.
I like that a lot. And I love Zendaya, and I love Tom. And it's really nice.
She's delightful.
I love that it took them this long to, like, be confirmed. Like, they were just minding their business, doing their thing.
Yeah, and just like the rest of us, they got pictured making out in a Range Rover.
No one's ever taken photos of us making out in Range Rovers.
Not yet. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Little over an hour away from a brand new keyword, Summer Side Hustle. $1,000. You get that keyword, and then you go to 99.9virginradio.ca. You could be $1,000 richer. Now it's Ariana Grande. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A house that costs way too much in Toronto and makes us frustrated. No way.
Yeah, wow, what a story.
I know, hey. So there's this house that's going viral right now because it's just, like, there's ridiculous and then there's ridiculous. It is on Glencairn.
Yep.
And it comes with a waterfall and a computerized pool.
So I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. It's a robot pool.
So it means, I think it means that you swim in it and then it collects all your data.
No, I think that it means, like, you can control it from your phone, maybe. You know what I think? I think neither of us have any idea.
Let's speculate.
Not nearly enough money to even understand what that means.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure computerized pool means you can control the thermostat from your phone and maybe turn the lights on and off, all that fun stuff.
It's going to cost you. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
$12 million.
Okay.
Didn't they just say a couple weeks and a couple months ago that, like, the housing market is getting better in Toronto? $12 million.
That's better.
So it's 211 Glencairn, and it's being described as the Tesla of homes. It's loaded with all the bells and whistles, the realtor is saying. The basement features a wet bar, a wine cellar, a sauna, and a rec room. This sounds like a sports facility.
Honestly, though, okay, here's my problem with these luxury homes. And we talk about them a lot because they're fun to talk about, obviously. And it's fun to window shop. But when they list what they have, they always tend to have the same things. Like, oh, it's got a bar in the basement and a sauna. And it's got a pool. And it has, you know, a TV room and all this fun stuff. And it's like, okay, for $12 million, that's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
What else are you doing? And when they say computerized pool, I'm like, all right, now we're getting closer to something cool.
Like, I want to not know what it means. You know what I mean? I want to guess.
When you look through the pictures of the home, too, and it's like, this is going to just sound like pure jealousy, so bear with me.
Oh, but God, here we go.
It doesn't look overly special. Like, it looks like just a house.
Yeah.
And it's beautifully done, and all the finishings are nice, and of course, has all this cool stuff. But you're like, it doesn't have the look of a $12 million
home. Don't buy it then, TJ.
Yeah.
You know what?
I think you should pass on this one.
It's like when I go up the bridal path and I'm like, I would have done this totally different.
Yeah.
I would have done something completely different. This isn't really my style.
I can't believe they did stone.
It's like $30 million. I'm too poor to even look at it. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The show that you got into that you never, ever, ever thought that you would be a fan of. I'm now an F1 gal.
Yeah, what? Like, this is the most bizarre, because you actively will talk about how much you hate sports and you make jokes about how little you know about sports.
F1 is not a sport.
It is.
F1 is not a sport.
It absolutely is.
F1 is not a sport. It is life.
Okay.
I can't stop. So there is the F1 show on Netflix, 3 seasons of Netflix following around the incredible sport, the incredible drivers, the incredible teams. And I, like, Adam, I think it was Adam, maybe my brother, that made the joke, like, made the suggestion, watch this on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. And I, like, my girlfriend Michelle says that she can hear zoom, zoom, coming from my bedroom, or so, like a spare bedroom upstairs where I'm watching it.
So I've heard that they have seen a huge ratings boost within the last year or so. And the biggest demographic they're doing well in is females 18 to 34.
There's
and
drama.
And they think it's because of this Netflix show.
There's so much drama, and like it's a mess. It's also, I don't know, there's drama, there's excitement, there's intrigue, and I never thought I'd be a fan of this, and I cannot stop. Like, I'm following many of the drivers now on Instagram.
Are you? Who's your favorite?
Yeah. What's that?
Who's your favorite?
Can I say it? Is it just too, well, it's Lewis Hamilton, but I feel like that just makes me like a novice.
Yeah.
He's like he's the one that always wins. He's 6-time world champion. He's also the Mercedes winner.
You just saying that you're watching this F1 show, right? We just got inundated with texts talking about how amazing this show
is. Right, yes, it's so good. I can't stop. So we want to know, 416-872-9999, the show that you couldn't actually foresee yourself getting into, and now you can't stop, or 999-999. What about you?
I have one that you've been making fun of me for the last couple weeks, Killing Eve. For whatever reason, you and Adam have been giving me the hardest time about watching this show, and it's so good. Was always on Crave, and I always thought, like, oh, like, Cassandra Oh's in it, she's fantastic. And I always thought, like, oh, yeah, that's a show, but, like, it always kind of gave me, this is going to sound bad, but it always sounded like a show that my parents would want to watch. And then Val and I started watching it just because we just needed something to put on, and we've been just obsessed with the first 2 seasons. The third season's kind of trash, but the first 2 seasons are amazing.
I just, it wasn't that... It's just between that and the Mindy Project, I just think that you need to get, need to open up your horizons.
I don't know if you can tell this, but I didn't exactly have control over the remote for a little while there.
Yeah, that's true. So 416-872-9999 or 999-999, the show that you didn't want to get into and now you can't get out of. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hasn't been much to do over the past 18 months, and as we see the world reopen, we aren't going to be watching as many TV shows and films as we once were. But I want to know, what is the show that you were just at such lows that you actually got into? I somehow became an F1 fan.
Yeah.
Like Formula One racing.
I love this version of you, by the way.
I can't stop. I'm just binge watching it. All I'm hearing in my dreams is zoom. Yeah. And I love, I'm just a race gal now, but I just never, like, I have no interest in Formula One.
Has it gone
racing
to the point where you're watching Formula One on TV now? Like the live events?
No, not yet.
I've heard that's the next step.
I will say that when I'm driving, I think I could get out of this if I spin out. Like, I'm thinking as like a Formula One racer in my Volkswagen. So we want to know 416-872-9999 or 999-999. The shows that you got into by accident.
Yeah, you're surprised how much you like these shows. From the 289, honestly, I was hearing about Too Hot to Handle, and I was like, oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
Then I watched it, and I'm hooked, and I can't wait for them to come out with a third season. Too Hot to Handle, Love is Blind, Selling Sunset.
Selling Sunset. Oh.
There was like 3 or 4 different kind of trashy reality shows that hit Netflix around this time last year, and all of them are better than the last. They're so good. Selling Sunset is one of my favorite shows because it's just the worst.
And we have a new season of Selling Sunset.
Probably coming by the end of the summer is what we're predicting. Maybe the fall. From the 647, there's a show called Psych. It's the best show on Amazon Prime. It's about 2 fake detectives working for the police department and solving cases. Honestly, police officer shows are not my thing, but I continued to watch it with my boyfriend. I started liking the story and the friendship between the main characters.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Another one from the 289 just says Riverdale, period. I guess that
people
would get a
like
picture
itself. Riverdale's a lifestyle, man.
The Flash. Could never get into it when it came out, and now I'm obsessed, and that's all I talk about and watch. High School Musical, the musical, the series. I'm so embarrassed, Olivia but I Rodrigo. Like it so much. Yeah. It's so cute.
That's where she's from. Yeah, that's originally where she's from.
Another one from the 416. Can't stop watching. Yeah, not to be confused with.
Watching.
I can't stop watching The Masked Singer. Which, okay, of any show in the history of television that has become successful, yeah. The Masked Singer might be the biggest surprise of all of them. Because imagine pitching that show in the meeting. We talk about this all the time. You just walk in, you're like, okay. We're going to get a bunch of B-level celebrities to judge a bunch of B and C-level celebrities wearing costumes and singing. And some of them are going to be very good, and some of them are going to be very bad.
We're going to make Nick Carter a dragon and then have people guess if it's Nick Carter as a dragon.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre.
So crazy. Last one from the 416, The Office. My boyfriend finally convinced me to watch it a couple years ago. I am now rewatching all the seasons for a second time. The best part about... somebody watching The Office later in life and you getting to know it, you having already watched it, I should say, is that you get to see them experience it for the first time, which is so much fun.
It's a tricky one, though, because The Office is that kind of show that, like, you're either going to get it or you don't. And I feel like the older you get and the further that we get away from that style of, like, early 2000s comedy, it may not be
It's not going to age well.
It's not going to age well at all.
It's still funny. And that's what's trending. I'm teaching.
What?
I don't know. I thought it was trending for some reason.
Okay. I mean, trending is coming up in 15 minutes if you want to talk about that. What are you talking about today on trending?
I don't know yet. We'll figure it out.
Won't we? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Wow.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Your Toronto Blue Jays could return to play in Toronto as early as this month. The team has submitted an application to the federal government that would see them return to the Rogers Centre to play out the rest of the 2021 season. It sounds like they've already received municipal and provincial support on a Toronto return, so they're just waiting on the federal government. Now, we talked about this yesterday with TFC, who wanted to play at BMO Field again at the end of the month, so this could actually be a thing that is happening, and I guess we'll find out soon enough. Let's just cross our fingers and hope for that. It'd be pretty sweet to go see the Jays.
Go Bluebirds!
If you didn't know, they were playing I believe they started the year in Florida, but they've been playing in Buffalo for a little bit. The Gardener is going to be shutting down again this weekend for their annual maintenance, where they did shut down the entire thing for a weekend, and it's a nightmare. But it's happening starting on Friday at 11 p.m. going till Monday, July 12th at 5 a.m. So just keep note of that. And Jeff Bezos is officially no longer the CEO of Amazon. The tech billionaire wanted to make yesterday his last day as the chief for a special reason. God. It was the same day when he launched Amazon as an online bookstore back in 1994. He's now going to retire with a wealth valued at around $197 billion, which is roughly double the wealth attached to the British royal family. Now, please rise for your international anthem.
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos.
Oh,
now, did I want to play that strictly because I love the new Bo Burnham special and I wanted to just pitchfork that in there? Yes, absolutely.
A little niche, but you know what? It's catchy and the world is now a better place with Jeffrey Bezos less in it. So
my name's
good
on the show, too. I can make weird calls.
True.
That's what's trending up TJ.
All right, we are just 5 minutes away from you getting your shot at $1,000 brand new keyword for Summer Side Hustles coming up at 10 a.m. You wait, you get that keyword, $1,000 could be going in your pocket tomorrow morning. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so people on Reddit have been sharing early signs that the film is going to be really, really bad. Because honestly, over the last year or so, there hasn't been a ton of movie releases. Like, obviously, there has been, like, Wonder Woman came out and Fast 9 came out. And there were movies here and there, but a lot of them had to be held back because of the pandemic. People weren't going into the movie theaters. But they're predicting over the next few months, we're going to see an absolute influx of films. So this discussion got started. How can you tell just based off a trailer or a movie poster if a movie is going to suck? And I thought this was really interesting because some of these are really good points that I think you know deep down to be the truth. But it's not till somebody else says it where you go, oh yeah, true. So for example, somebody said a popular indicator is when the main actor's name is bigger than the title on the poster.
Yeah.
Which is so true because they're trying to say like, hey, Vin Diesel's in this.
Yeah.
But it's also the ninth movie in the franchise. another indicator was when in the trailer, when the dialogue explains way too much. Like, whoa, Mary, I may be your brother and you may be a doctor, but there's no way you're going to save the world.
I also find that trailers these days just give away everything. It's like I watch little mini movies. I want to know. I want to be surprised.
Another example is when there's a bunch of delays or they have to do reshoots or there's new people. Yeah. That one's a little bit more in-depth. You kind of have to follow movies a little bit more because I'm sure the average person just is like, oh, cool, they're putting out a new Jurassic Park movie. Awesome. Another indicator, especially for comedy movies, is if they show the same jokes in different trailers, those are only the best lines.
Oh, because those are like the ones that they have to go to and there actually isn't many more. Interesting.
And speaking of that point too, is there anything worse than when you watch a trailer for a movie and you go, oh, this looks really funny, and then you go to the movie and all of the funny parts were shown in the trailer? Don't you feel so robbed?
That's what I mean. Stop giving me the good stuff. I want to be surprised.
I know.
I kind of judge, and maybe this is like too particular, but I will judge a movie or a documentary or a film or even a book off of the font.
Really?
I'm very judgy of the font. So if I see like a movie, poster or, you know, a trailer for a movie and the title is written in a font that I don't like, not like a clean, straight, like I love a Helvetica. I love, you know, I love an Arial. Sometimes I like a Times New Roman, like a Gotham. Mm-hmm. But if you are putting out a movie in Comic Sans, I'm not coming.
One more thing that movie producers now have to stress about, Jax.
Well, it's just,
is fonts.
Do you know what I mean? Or is that really particular?
If something's written in Comic Sans, you understand that it's going to suck.
Yeah.
But I think everyone knows that Comic Sans is a joke of a font. When I woke up this morning, I didn't think that we'd be having a font discussion, but
TJ, this is what we've worked our entire careers for, my friend. To talk about fonts on the radio on a Tuesday morning.
Ariana Grande now. It's Thank You Next, 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You've been cut off of using this that belongs to your partner. Now, when you're moving or living with your partner, you want to think that everything is shared, everything is mutual, everything is good, right?
And for the most part, things are. Except for a couple of things.
TJ, you got scolded this morning, didn't
you? Well, I tried to be really funny. Because here's what you do when you get up really early at like 5 a.m. and your girlfriend gets to still sleep in, is when you go say goodbye, you try and run bits on them to try and be really funny to prove that you're entertaining.
Let Val be.
All she wants to do is sleep. So I go in the morning, and instead of kissing her and saying goodbye, I said, hey, just a heads up, I took 4 or 5 of your very expensive face creams and I mixed them together and I used them on my face, thinking that would be a very funny way to wake up. And I was wrong. And she was she woke up like she was in a horror movie and she had to wake up right away. She goes, you didn't. And I said, no, I didn't. It's okay.
I got in trouble a couple weeks ago. My girlfriend Michelle and I just moved in together. And I love taking baths, as you know.
Yeah.
And
your thoughts are often with the bath.
My thoughts are often in the bath. And I didn't have my bubble bath. I was, you know, in the middle of a move and I didn't have my bubble bath handy. And I wanted to have a nice bubble bath. So I used my my girlfriend's hair shampoo. And she's a stylist. And so she uses really nice things that I don't understand, nor do I respect, apparently. And I was like, but the bubbles were good. Like, the foam was good.
Yeah.
And she wasn't, like, mad, but she was like, please, for God's sakes, don't
I'm
do
assuming
that
the stuff is probably expensive.
Yeah. And she kind of, like, laughed, but, like, her teeth were closed. That. You know what I mean?
I'm laughing the first time is what that is.
So we want to know, what have you been cut off of using that belongs to your partner? Maybe you don't know how to use it properly, or they just don't want you to use it. 416-872-9999 or 999-999. So are you going to use the face cream tomorrow?
I'm definitely not going to try that joke again because I don't think it landed.
I don't think you should wake her up and talk to her in the morning in general.
Jax, relationships are just a series of small battles. And this morning, I lost.
Okay.
That's healthy, right?
Absolutely. It's a war. It's like a war. It's Jonas Brothers, Only Human. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Don't touch it. Don't do it. Don't even look at it. What is something that your partner says, please don't use this, it belongs to me, and you don't know how to use it? I use my girlfriend's shampoo as bubble bath.
Okay,
last
you
week.
Should probably add the fact that the shampoo is like $200 a bottle.
I don't even know how. It's like gold. I don't know what it is. She's, you know, a hairstylist.
Yeah.
She's a hairstylist, so she has the good stuff. And I thought it smelled nice and it had good bubbles, so I wanted to use it, and she did not like that. You got in trouble this morning with Val.
I did.
Because you used her.
I was trying to be funny, and I said, hey, I mixed 4 or 5 of your really expensive facial creams together to make a super cream.
Yeah, a super cream.
Yeah, a super cream. And she didn't find it as funny as I did.
No
To be
way.
Fair, it was like 5 a.m. and she was dead asleep, so.
Yeah. Hey, I took all your cream and made a super cream 5 a.m.
Madison in the 416. I have to hide all my gluten-free treats from my boyfriend. I'm celiac, so I actually need these, and he's just a snack monster and eats everything he sees. Gluten-free is so expensive, so yeah. I had to hide them on him.
Oh my goodness, don't do that. Stay out of those little snacks.
Another one from the 647. My boyfriend uses my expensive facial sunscreen as a full body sunscreen. This isn't banana boat, no. Man. Show me some respect.
Yeah, that stuff's so expensive. Don't do that.
Last one from the 416. This one from Rebecca. My boyfriend uses the toilet brush as a plunger. I've had to hide it from him so he doesn't use it.
He's probably like, nah. A stick's a stick, you know what I mean?
Every once in a while, you're reminded that, like, boys are animals.
Yeah. The men are just wild animals.
Just wild animals. And there is yet another example of it.
Oh, it's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just a little over an hour away from you getting your next keyword, your shot at winning $1,000, $25,000 summer side hustle here on 99.9 Virgin Radio. Sam East is going to give that keyword to you coming up at noon and then every 2 hours. That's what we like to do. Just every 2 hours, give you a shot at $1,000. Some patio drinks. TJ, it is going to be very hot and feel like the inside of a wet sock today. What are you doing with your time, my friend?
I'm going to sit inside and look at the forecast because it's insane. It already feels like 36 degrees, which is wild.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you're going to sit inside.
Fun. Yeah. No, I'm going to sit. You know what? Honestly, I'm probably going to sit out on the patio and maybe read a book. I don't know. Who is he?
TJ just got a book a couple of weeks ago, and that's all he talks about. He's like, I don't know. Listen, if you've heard, but I've been reading lately.
Jax, you don't understand. I'm a bit of a novelist now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm reading hockey books, so I think I know a thing or two about literature.
As TJ mentioned, it is extremely hot. We are still in the heat warning. It's going to feel like 40 degrees today. The city is saying if you see anybody in distress or who needs help, call 311. Also, there are city-run cooling centers around the city, so if you see anybody, just take care of them and make sure to take care of each other. And also drink lots of water.
Yes. Hydrate.
TJ, I'm looking at you.
I read about that in books, actually. It's very important to hydrate.
Have a good morning.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.